My name is Shauna. I'm in the fifth grade at Pittsburgh, Allegheny. The name of my story is my trip to New Jersey. "Are we there yet?" I muttered. "No," Mom shouted, so I sat there and complained. We were driving, driving, and driving. After a few hours, we stopped at Bob Evans. I got chicken tenders, fries with nacho cheese, and fruits and vegetables. Suddenly, our food arrived. I said my prayer peacefully. I opened my eyes slowly and looked down at my plate and saw a green leaf on it. So I saw the waitress walking away like a sneaky mouse with a piece of cheese. I asked curiously, "Excuse me, what is this green leaf on my plate?" My grandma, mom, dad, and aunt started to laugh, and I ate my food, and it tasted like a Thanksgiving dinner. We got back on the road. I took a 15-minute nap. And seconds later, we were in New Jersey. I was so excited. I saw lights, poles, and I saw people showing decency towards others. We went to check into a hotel. We got two hotel rooms. My mom and dad shared a hotel room, and me, my aunt, and grandma shared a hotel room. We went to the cafe and had a talk with cold drinks. We went back to the hotel and unpacked our luggage. When we were done, we watched TV. Some shows were funny, dangerous, and even scary. My mom knocks on our door. "Knock, knock, knock." "Come in," I exclaimed. My mom comes in and said tiredly, "Do you guys want to go to the pool at 1:30? Me and my aunt said yes happily. My mom said, "Well, get your bathing suits on." So then, we got down to the pool. I couldn't wait to get in, so I found an open chair and put my towel and sandals on it and walked fast. Then I jumped in. Cold. I knew I had to stay in the water so I can get used to it quickly. I got my goggles and went underwater like I was looking for treasures. We left the pool at 3:30. We were at the hotel and got dressed. We ordered pizza. It was so delicious. It smelled like a pizza fresh out the oven. It also tasted like a cheesy slice. Next, my mom sprayed our two hotel rooms with a nice fragrance. We went to bed peacefully. The next morning, we woke up and got dressed and went to breakfast. I got a bowl of cream of wheat. When the food came, there wasn't a green and fresh leaf in my food, and I had no complaints. We all enjoyed our food. We went to the hotel, and we all put on our sweatpants we brought along. We went to the exercise room to get exercise. I got on the treadmill. Trust me, I was sweating more than a man. I also brought ice-cold water. My teeth kept getting sensitive. We went back to the hotel and took showers from all that work. We also put on our neatest and nicest clothes because we were going to my uncle's 50th birthday. We were driving to the big celebration for my uncle. He will be surprised because we got him something special. It was a chain that said 50 on it for $35. We got to the party. There were dance-offs, sing-offs, and game-offs. I found my uncle. He said, "Shauna, can you serve people drinks over here?" I said, "You don't deserve to work. It's your birthday." I served people drinks. I said to myself, "This isn't hard." We all paused to give dedicating messages to people and sang happy birthday. Then we went home. Some people stayed to help. We had to go to bed early because we had to wake up early in the morning at 4:30 a.m. So we went to bed at 7:30 p.m. We went to bed with silence. The next morning, we all woke up at exactly 4:30. We packed all of our clothes and belongings. We adjusted the bathroom, bedroom, and living room. We all checked out a hotel and left New Jersey. I was so mournful at that moment, but I can visit New Jersey some other time. Last by least, we stopped at McDonald's to get McMuffins with cheese, sausage, bacon, and English muffin to hold it together. We headed back to Pennsylvania. That's when I complained again.